Hello Mzanzi, welcome to episode 432 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masua and I'm your host for this episode powered by NetFM South Africa. Now in this episode we look at declining water quality and the vital role of filtration and standards in agricultural irrigation. We look at how water quality is classified and its impact on filter selection. Also delve into why filtration is important in an irrigation system and why it's important that filtration is done according to the necessary standards. Beyond filtration, we also explore what else farmers should know about managing water quality, that and more. Here to break this down for us is Dexter Nietling, Product Manager at NetFM South Africa. Dexter, welcome to Farmers Inside Track.
Thank you, Duncan.
Now, of course, as per the introduction, we're talking declining water quality and the importance of filtration and standards. Let's quickly get straight into it. What is water quality and why is water quality important to agricultural irrigation?
So water quality is important because it plays a big role in your decision-making process for your design. Water quality concentrates on the physical, chemical, and biological properties that will determine factors such as crop sustainability, irrigation system selection, the risk of emitter clogging, filtration requirements, and fertigation.
If we were to look at the latest irrigation season in the Western Cape, Dexter, what has been your experience of irrigation water quality based on filter inspections during this latest season?
So during this time, at the beginning of the year, we noticed a deterioration of water quality. For the first time ever, we have found various organisms growing inside a working filter in the Western Cape where there's no light and was operating at the 9 bars of pressure. This is definitely not limited to the Western Cape, however.
Let's look at how water quality is classified. Please explain that to us and how it impacts filter selection.
With water quality, we classify it into 4 different categories, namely good, average, poor, and extreme. This classification is done by calculating the total suspended solids in the water. It ranges from 0 to 50 parts per million for good water quality to 150 to 200 parts per million for extreme water quality. This classification will impact the allowable flow rate through your filter. For example, your allowable flow rate through the same filter will be higher for good water quality than for poor water quality because there are so much more particles that the filter will have to catch. For this reason, you will maybe need to increase the size of your filter if you are dealing with poorer water quality. If, for example, you select a filter under good water quality standards, but your water is actually poor, your filter will backflush more often, causing more wear and tear on your filter components that will increase the cost of maintenance and possibly irrigation downtime.
I suppose this brings me to my next question. Why is filtration important in an irrigation system? And why is it important that filtration is done according to the necessary standards?
Well, your filtration is the only protection you have for your entire irrigation system, and that is why I see it as the most important part. Choosing the correct filter in line with the correct standards is so important because it will ensure your irrigation system is protected in the most optimum way possible. This will also ensure that your irrigation system can function optimally and achieve precise delivery of water and nutrients for a long time.
Okay, so we have an understanding of the importance of filtration. We have an understanding of what is considered as quality water. But beyond filtration, what else, Dexter, should farmers know about managing water quality?
There are practical system design and installation aspects that can assist with managing water quality on your farm, such as positioning of your suction pipe in your dam. If, for example, your suction pipe is installed at the bottom of the dam, this automatically leads to poorer water quality as particles that have settled in the dam are sucked into your system. A solution such as a floating suction point makes a massive difference in this regard. Wind direction can also be considered in positioning your suction point. The suction point must be installed on the side of the dam that the wind most commonly comes from. As wind blows over the dam, particles are collected and will accumulate at the opposite end of the dam from your suction point. There's also solutions such as settling dams that can assist with problems concentrating on elements such as iron and manganese. A settling dam or aerating the water source ensures the elements are exposed to oxygen for a long time and gives the elements time to oxidize and settle in the dam.
Now, declining water quality is no new issue. It's a conversation that we've probably been having for the past decade already. And there are both seasonal and long-term phenomena that contribute to this. What can you tell us a bit about that?
So if we talk about seasonal declining water quality, we talk about situations where there's high rainfall periods. During this period, a lot of organic material and other elements end up in our dams and rivers that decreases the water quality. These periods are often followed by long dry periods where the dam levels becomes very low, which forces us to use water with higher levels of organic material and other elements that has settled in the bottom of the dam. With long-term water quality decline, of course, refers to the concern about gradually declining of water quality over a long period of time.
So which factors then impact long-term water quality decline?
So these factors include poorly functioning municipal sewage system that leads to sewage ending up in our rivers and dams, informal settlements next to our river banks or dams that are polluted, invasive plant species on the water surface, climate change that leads to extreme weather events, and industrial or mining effluent water that contaminates our natural resource, to name a few. Actions on the farm can also contribute to the declining water quality. We often see that poor quality borehole water is used for agricultural irrigation due to the increased agricultural expansion and drought conditions that has a negative effect on our natural water source.
Dexter, you mentioned just now a couple of possible water sources for farmers. Please tell us about the parameters that actually determine whether water is suitable for agricultural irrigation.
So as mentioned, the water quality classification focuses on the physical, chemical, and biological properties of the water. This includes parameters such as the pH level, salinity, hardness, alkalinity, the ratio of the sodium, calcium, and magnesium, the concentration of specific minerals, and also the total suspended solids, to name a few. And that is why there are a lot of factors impacting your water quality and why it is important to know exactly what your water quality is.
That was, of course, Dexter Nietling, Product Manager at Netafim South Africa. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. Join me again next time and remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans, though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food from Zanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.